always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
Yo, what's up? It's your brother Don Christian.
And your girl Miss Cole.
That's right. And she's my sister. You know how we doing it. And we excited today to be here to start off a fresh week. Am I right about that, Miss Cole? We're right, man. What happened this weekend? What did we do? We had the corridor show, right?
We did.
How was it?
That was a good time.
It was, first of all, it was one thing that I know Miss Cole would have said if she wasn't on air. She would have been like, it was cold.
Oh, it was cold.
Hey,
I can't. You know what? I can't even function in the cold.
Hey, it was freezing. It was like 40 degrees in the building.
Yes.
Me and Fulfilla, we actually and Miss Cole and my wife, we were there hecka early.
Yes.
Trying to get it warmed up, man.
And it wasn't working.
It took 2 hours for that heat to come on, man.
I don't know about anybody else, but I can't function in the cold.
Okay, she can't. She's
brain cells just don't work.
Hey, below 20 or below 40, she's like, just shut me down.
Actually, below 75.
Oh, okay. Now you crazy. Now you've been shut down this whole week then, the whole month. Good Lord. But anyways, you know, we had that go down. We had Hada come do one of her final shows out here.
Yes,
we're going to actually get her on the show before she leave or something. We're going to have to do an interview, man.
That'd be good.
You know what I'm saying? Who else did we have there that day?
We had our
brother Prophet.
Yes, I was trying to didn't know how to explain him.
Yeah,
Prophet. Energetic.
Yeah, he was energetic.
Yes.
That's right.
Energized.
Super. You know what I'm saying? Super size energized.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And he was
for
getting
the Lord, though. For the Lord.
He was on one accord for the Lord. That's what he would have said if he was there. You know what I'm saying? And that's my brother, man. He was going hard. And then Jesus Instead of Gangs, which is me and my brother Fulfilla.
Yes.
We got down. We had another show that got shut down because of some
craziness.
Spiritual warfare foolishness.
Yes.
That had nothing to do with any of the things that we were a part of.
Nothing.
But thank God that we are here another day.
And
amen.
Say,
amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We're all intact.
Who are we going to get it in today, with today?
We got on the show, J-May.
That's right. We're going to get it in with J-May.
See how I said that?
Hey,
J-May.
You came with that energy, though.
See that? Because it's just a laid-back name.
That's right. J-May. We're going to get it in with him. And it's not May. It's still February. But it's all good. And check it out. What we're going to do is we're going to talk about Linked Up as we go into this brand-new single that somebody sent to Yada Dot King. Hey, if you want your music, go to YadaDotKing.com. Send it in. Yeah. Hey, this is a nice joint, you know, so we can feel like it's spring out here or something. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you're funny. It is
ready?
A summer tune.
Yes, it got that summer tune. But her name's Erica Diamonds. The song is called
Secrets.
Let's go.
life, sort of like the Indy 5. From all the drive-bys, it's a blessing I'm still alive. A hard head on top of that, oh yeah, a stiff neck. It wasn't until I hit the pen, I got a reality check. I seen some things a man should have to see. Of course, there's a lot of places that I'd rather be. I'm sick and tired feeling beans on state property. 15 minute call home trying to see who missing me. But out of sight, that clearly means you out of mind. That makes it even harder if you trying to serve your time. That still small voice, it really kept me sane. And for that very reason, I thank you, Lord, and praise your name.
Gentlemen, welcome to his work. I'd like to introduce to you Cass J Runner. Let's go.
Yo, Jay, you ready?
Yeah.
Well, let's go in.
Let's get him.
Yo, bragging about myself, that's what secular rap's for. Every single rhyme is to point you to that cross. And all of the music reflects all of the truths of the text, giving you truth so you know about that Lord who died so you wouldn't be that lost. Or you got bread, your sin debt, do you know how much that costs? More than you could ever generate. But God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten to set it straight. But you intend to hate by your lifestyles, quite wild till the sky cracks and he regulates. We try and set the record straight. See what God says he does. Trust me, homie, that train's never late. To hip hop, maintain it, we try and polish it. But in order to rebuild, gotta demolish it. So when the beat's done, don't say that we got it unless everything we gave you and what you got wasn't got for him.
Straight represent. Jesus Christ, y'all. Going hard in the paint. Hey, yo, Jay Runner. Hit that next verse. Gotta hit him hard. About to hit him hard.
Nothing but a sinner saved. Former slave, disorderly, depraved, but was given grace. I thank the Lord, the Bible's no longer a bitter taste.
Jay,
but all
Runner.
My favorite food deserves some snacks upon a dinner plate. You see, when the gospel penetrates your mind,
man,
it incinerates your thinking to realize your life's been a waste. Without Jesus, we were on this track of life, thinking that we running, but
going
all the
home.
While we've been in place. Yeah, we've been in place, been in place. But the Lord has given grace to turn us from our sinning ways. Yeah, you see, he reached in the trash bin, looking for a little pathetic sinner named Jasmine. Took the wall I built up against them and smashed it. I had been headed straight for hell with a gas tin. I had been an enemy of God. That's past tense. Now you can call me Jazz, Jay Runner, or has been.
Yeah, you heard it here first. You heard it here first. We going in. Christ Jesus all the way. Represent his work. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's about him. Yeah. Woo!
Dre Senior, the maturation. Available at DreSeniorMusic.com.
To confront the heart issues of every man and woman. You think I'm
dropping November 9th to KingdomCityRecords.com
and iTunes.
I'm proceeding with caution, cause in this world we need to be cautious. Seems like they're making the effort.
Featuring Tadashi, Pro, R. Swift,
One Life,
Sauce Remix, and Pastor 83.
Dre Senior,
November 9th.
The maturation.
Of Peace Productions presents Detroit's very own Only One Way
with their hit leading single
I Get It In.
You gotta get it in like the letter at the end.
Consecrate, fast break, worship.
Only One Way breakthrough.
The CD also includes hits like
Ready for Whatever.
Ready. Breakthrough is a powerful CD for today's generation. You can go pick that up on iTunes.
O1WMusic.com.
Breakthrough. Get yours today.
Trials in life, hard times, and confusion, they last only a season.
The favor of God, though, is a lifetime.
MyJoyInTheMorning.wordpress.com
has a daily devotional.
Joy comes as you awaken and seek God.
Visit today, giving God just seconds of your morning,
so He can open up hours of your day.
Also available is our 31-day devotional.
Sow into a ministry that sows into your life.
Visit
MyJoyInTheMorning.wordpress.com and hear from God today.
You want the show on the go?
Get the Yada Da King radio app.
The quickest way to have the latest episodes wherever you are.
Available at the App Store and Android Marketplace.
Search Yada Da King Radio and download the app.
Features include quick call-in, easy streaming, and downloading.
And one-touch Facebook and Twitter connection.
Only $1.99. That's right, only $1.99.
Support and get yours, fam.
Don't hesitate and don't wait.
And they took it straight up East Coast, you know what I'm saying? That's his work. The song was called Back to Tape. Where you at, Miss Cole?
Man, I'm gonna be honest. Okay. My eyes.
Okay, she was zoned out. But check it out. Hey, that's actually T Stone's group, man, that he's working on putting it out. We're gonna have T Stone on soon, man. I was just chopping it up with him this weekend. So that's what's up. But we got the homie J, mate. You know what I'm saying? Making his debut on the Yada Da King radio show. J-Mate, what's up, brother?
King. Yes, sir, man. I'm loving it, man. Great, great show. Love you guys, man. Love what y'all doing out there. And I appreciate you, you know, giving me the opportunity to get on the show.
Oh, that's what's up.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming on.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
man.
I want to ask you real quick, and I'm sure a lot of people want to hear. We want to know about your testimony. You know, just your walk with Christ. How long you've been doing music and whatnot.
Okay. All right. My testimony. I got saved. I would say I became saved in 2001. It was a process. It wasn't an overnight thing. You know, I heard a message and I was instantly converters or nothing like that. But it was a process. You know, like I mentioned before, I'm in the military. I'm going to try to make this story quick.
No, you're good.
Instead of drawing it out. But, like I told you, I'm in the military. So, I was stationed in Fort Campbell, Kentucky. And while I was stationed there, it was crazy, man. It was like God surrounded me with a lot of people that were believers. You know, and the whole time in the Army, I don't think I ever had a platoon where it was believers all over the place. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I don't, you know, so I'm thinking, you know, God was kind of setting me up, you know, they was pumping the word into me or just, you know, just loving on me, you know what I'm saying? You know, that type of thing. And so during this, you know, during that time of me being stationed there, one day I was on a road trip, me and my wife, going down south to visit family. So on this road trip, something came over me, bro. I did not know what this thing was at the time. It was weird. It was like a strong presence. I know now that it was the Holy Spirit, but at the time, I didn't know what it was. Came over me, just convicted me, man, of my lifestyle.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, of course, I was living in sin. I'm a sinner. You know, and I was going in the wrong directions, doing the wrong things, and that guilt. That conviction just overwhelmed me. So, like I said, I didn't know what that feeling was. I just know I felt bad, and I know that something needs to change in my life. I didn't know how I was going to do it, but I just felt something needs to change. So, later on, I would say I had, you know, just different things were happening to me, man. Having dreams, crazy things, you know. it was crazy, man. I had a dream that I was in a room full of... In the kitchen where there was a whole bunch of bugs around me, right?
Wow.
And then while I was in this kitchen with bugs on me, I opened up a refrigerator. As the refrigerator opened, light was shown, and then all the bugs would disappear. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, that was like a little vision to me, man. That God kind of connected later.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That light was the darkness leaving. You know, it took that light for that darkness to leave out of my life. And that light was the light of Christ. So one day I heard the word of God, man, that's when it all connected. I was watching TV one day, flipping the channel, and I seen the sermon by T.D. Jakes. And when I seen that sermon, it was like that's when this thing started connecting, man. It was like God used him to speak what he wanted to do in my life, man, and it made that thing come to life. it was like that. This is what was missing. This is how I could change. Yeah. Hearing that word of God, and right after I heard that, man, I just started reading my Bible. I had a Bible. My mom bought me a Bible when I was a teenager, and I took it with me in the army, and it just traveled with me. But it was dusty. You know what I'm saying? That body had never been picked up. but right at that moment, man, I started to read my Bible more. Just shot my wife and was like, hey, I'm going to go to church. Man, you know what I'm saying? She was like, really? You going to church? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, telling neither one of us was going to anything, man. So at that moment, started reading more and started going to church, you know, little bit by little, man. And things just started changing, man. Slowly, you know, getting put to death in my life, man. And that, like I said, that was like around June or July. Yeah, like I told you, I got stationed in Germany around October. And that's when I heard the, you know, the prayer of salvation, and that's when I went to church there, and I gave my life to the Lord right there over in Germany. Made it a complete process.
Man, dope. So this guy, all the way in Germany, man, gave his life to the Lord. It sounded like you had a roach dream, man, you know, at first, but since he said the light is what made it is like roaches, man.
Yeah, I know, right?
His dream.
That's what
is
in your life, man.
Yeah, so hey, spread the light.
Thinking.
Yeah, that's right. Spread the light and the roaches leave, man, and all them bugs and all that. they going to be out of there. But, man, what's some things that you would say that you're working on right now in your life? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Okay, as far as, you know, just working on, you know what I mean, like, I guess relationship-wise or just anything you mean or what?
Yeah, anything as far as your walk. How are you continuing to grow in God right now?
Oh, okay. I would say growing in I guess with the community aspect. You know, I want to be, I guess, more you know, getting involved more in the community aspect of this thing. Because one thing, you know, being in the military, man, I change places. We never have a solid foundation, so we move here, move there, and I don't think I get involved enough like I could be. So I really want to get out there more and do more with you know, within my community. You know, more of the, like you said, the more of the street ministry type stuff. Yeah. I, at one time I was doing a lot of that, but I think I slacked off that. So that's where I think that it's important, man, to, you know, get out there and give my time back to God, because I know this word can change people. So that's one thing that I'm working on, man. I want to get out there more and just—it's really more of a just do it. Just get out there and just do it, you know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, that's really, you know, a big thing on my plate right now, man. Just getting out there and just serving people, you know, with the word of God, man. Because I know this can change people, because it changed my life. So I know it can easily change the next person's life.
Yeah. Right. Well, you know what we about to do? We about to get into some music here on Yada.
The King Radio.
That's right, The King Radio. I need you some energy, you know what I'm saying?
I got energy.
Okay, so we're going to get it in. This is a song by J-May called I Am. We're going to let y'all check it out right now. Let's go.
Yes, sir, we covered in the blood of Jesus. We accepted in the beloved, man, we forgiven. We set free, we delivered from sin. Come on. A new creature in Christ Jesus, man. You got to know who you are, what you accept as precious gift. Yeah, yeah, let's go. I am born in this likeness, but cursed by sin's vice grips. Obtained grace through faith, now I'm righteous. Christ is the pilot, I write the cockpit. Handcuffed to sin, but he came and unlocked it. Now I am free and no longer a hostage in bondage, involved with the illicit nonsense. I cling to his promise, and though I'm a novice, I try to learn him better like a student in college. The letter he has helped to explain our position is more than a title while we call ourselves Christians. The mission's no different from when he ascended. The difference is we do not grasp what we're given. Fearing our living, question is giftings lead to wrong decisions. Based on traditions, my fleshly men will leave you lost and drifting. When you purpose driven, your mind is heaven's intentions. Now you focus vivid and you see clearly just why you living. I am redeemed,
I am
set free,
I am
everything that God called me to be.
I am,
I, 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 I,
nature and them old things have all passed away. Sometimes they stay in my remembrance. I must cast away the thoughts and heavy things on my mind that try to hold some weight. But it's safe in the arms of Christ, so I must try to stay. Choose to stay who you will serve. You're just a prayer away. Heaven's gates are open for all to receive His love today and up and straight. He forgives again and we repent and stay. Far from them offenses and sins we are prone to. Temptations will come, we must know what we're drawn to. Is it the porn, dude, or alcoholic Bruce? Even the fast food, or lazy watching the tube? Regardless, you must judge you, then come to the one who can set you free and make you justifiable. Reliable, faithful, responsible. He provides the tools. It's up to us to make sure that we get the proper use. I am redeemed. I am set free. I am everything that God called me to be. I am.
That's the homie Mr. Cold Stone. The name of that song is called
Elevator.
Elevator. And you know what we do? We go up, way up. You know what I'm saying? And give the praise all the way to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And we yada the King. And we here with J-May, man. And for all those listening, if you go to jmayonline.com You know what I'm saying? Enter the word Yada Da King. You can get a free copy of his EP, man. And we get it in. We're going to talk about your music, though, right now, man. How long or when did you start doing rapping? Did you start even before you were saved? You know, let us know what's up with that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I've been rapping, man, for a few years, I guess. You know, before I was saved, I was rapping with a group. It was called Presidential Players back in the day. And I did like two secular albums with them guys, with that group. That was my taste of the industry, I would say. I mean, we did what secular groups do. You know, we hit clubs, we hit any bar, any other places that we could perform at. You know, release our music or whatnot, and then I wouldn't say that was like a real, real serious thing. It was we were signed to an independent label.
Yeah.
With that, but I would say I did learn. You know, it gave me things that I learned a little bit about the industry. As far as the direction and as far as putting out music, I did learn a lot about that. When I got saved, it was in, 2001. Then I stopped. You know, I didn't do any music for a while. But then I got to Germany, and then it was a guy over there that I knew that was working on the gospel album. So I told him that I used to rap or whatnot. And then he asked me why I stopped, and I was like, hey, because I'm a Christian. You know what I'm saying? I never heard it, you know? I didn't think I could do it anymore. Then he told me, well, you can rap for the Lord. So I was like, they got Christian rap? I never heard of it. So then he was like, yeah, man, there's a lot of people that, you know, that do Christian rap or whatnot. So he, kind of pulled me under his wing, took me to his studio, gave me some music that I could write to. So and then after that, man, I got it in, and I started writing a song. I wrote a verse for his song.
Yeah.
And that was the first song I wrote. It was on my first album. It's called Do You Believe. That was like the first Christian rap that I ever wrote. So on that song, and it was actually supposed to come out on his album, but he just let me get it, and then I put it out on mine. You know, when I first did my music, it was on the album Double Edged Sword.
Cool, man. So how many albums have you put out?
I put out two full-length albums and then that EP.
Okay.
So I put out Double Edged Sword. That was my first one. Then the second one was We Live Praise. And then the Winter Classes EP. And this next one will be Forest Glory that's going to drop out this year.
Okay, that's what's up. So he's been grinding for a minute. You know what I'm saying? Getting on the mic, spitting. The question that I want to ask right now is, what has been one of the most powerful testimonies, in your opinion, that you have heard somebody say after they heard your music?
I would say it was I was in Colorado during this time. This guy that we did a show. I wouldn't say it wasn't just my music, though. I can't even say it all said. It was one of the shows that we did out in Colorado, man. And it was a guy, man. He was into gangbanging or whatnot, man. So he came up to, it was me, Mel, myself, I believe it was SoCon, my boy JJ, Rola, a couple other guys, man. We was all just sitting up there talking or whatnot. So he came to us, man. And then he said, man, y'all music, man, really impacted me. And you know what I'm saying? He was saying how powerful it was and whatnot. So then he pulls out his, he was, gangbanging. Like I said, he pulled out his rag or whatnot and said, I'm about to be out of this. You know what I'm saying? But I really feel I can live for the Lord. So he pulled out his rag and was just ripping it up. You know what I'm saying? He said he's going to rip it up and he's going to live for Christ now. So that's what he did. He took it, ripped it up. We helped him. We prayed with him afterwards, and he threw it in the trash. And that's when I, that was one of the, testimonies right there, man, that I know that this music is impactful for people, man. And it can change lives, you know what I'm saying? Because God is in this. So I don't care what nobody say, God is in this music. You know what I'm saying? That we do. So yeah, man, that was big for me. And when you hear, when stuff like that happens, it just encourages me to keep going, man, and keep pushing forward with it.
Wow. No, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So with, you know, your music, ministering through music, what type of crowd are you trying to reach? Or, you know, what people are you trying to reach out to?
Okay. I would say with my music, I aim to reach males between the age of about 22 to about 40. About 40, you know what I'm saying? Because that's where I would say, and because that's where I feel that I could, the audience that I know that I can relate to, you know, so I feel that I can speak to them, to that particular audience. And of course, I mean, anybody can hear it, and I pray that everybody will be touched by it, but that's who I'm aiming for, you know what I'm saying, with my music. Because I think men, we if we get in line, you know what I'm saying, we can get our families in line, we can get our communities in line, but it takes us getting in line to Christ first. So that's who I really want to speak to, that male, tell them that it's important to get your life right in Christ, you know what I'm saying? So that's, you know, my core audience.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's what's up.
No, that's good. Yeah. I was going to tease you for a minute because I was like, okay, what about the ladies? I understand, but no, I'm going to leave you alone. No, that's definitely important because as men, you guys are the head of the household. You know.
Yeah, I'm not dissing the ladies. I'm just messing with you.
I
love my wife. I love you, know what I'm saying?
I'm just messing
true,
with
but
you.
Yeah.
No, but that's definitely important, you know, because you guys are leaders. You guys are the head of the household, and you know, leadership needs to display important things.
Yeah, that's right, man.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we get right with God, man, our families will get lined up, man. And I think it's making a decision for Christ, and I can't stress that enough. That's the best decision that I ever made in my life, because everything else got in line, man. Once I did that, my family got in order, man. So I'm going to church, and my finances got in order. I mean, that was real, bro. this was the realest decision that I ever made. And I know if other people do that same thing, man, you know, it's going to take time. But God will take those things away from you that need to be away and pull those things to you that need to be pulled to you.
Definitely.
So since you kind of have a strategic people that you're trying to reach with your music, the crowd, you kind of knew who you're trying to reach, you know what I'm saying? And you did speak about why you're trying to reach that crowd. But, you know what I'm saying, are these people, do they have to have a certain lifestyle, or is just pretty much men in that scene that you're trying to hit up?
Okay. No, not necessarily. You know, I wouldn't say that they have to have a certain lifestyle. My thing was just that male figure or whatnot, man. I never, because I believe the music that I make, it kind of touches, it's going to touch on more, you know, than one lifestyle, you know, because I'm going to talk about things from my past that I've done that can hopefully reach that guy that's in the street life. And then I talk about things that I'm doing now, you know what I'm saying, living for the Lord, trying to work a solid job, and that can reach hopefully the guy that's in the business world. You know, so I want to hopefully reach both spectrum, you know, in the music that I'm doing. So hopefully it will do that, you know.
Yeah. No, that's what's up. Dope, man. So look, we're going to get into some of your music. We got a song coming up from you called Praise God. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to play that in a second. But man, let us know how that song came about. What was the whole, you know what I'm saying, thing in your head that made you come up with a title like Praise God? I know that's a generic title. Some people might use that. But why did you use that title, and what's this song all about?
Okay. That song is about, you know, just giving God, you know, the highest praise, you know, that we can do. Just lifting him up. My main thing about it was I wanted to make a song that that people can get behind and chant and scream and lift up God higher. I mean, I did my song. This song was aimed straight for the church. You know what I'm saying? On the real, this song was aimed straight for the church crowd. And my aim before was to get people to lift God higher. Because I think when we praise God, when we give our praises to Him, man, we can take that stress, we can take burdens off our chest when we start looking to Him instead of looking down at our situation. Mm-hmm. So, and I think hip hop can do that. Because a lot of times, you know, we hear some, I listen to a lot of Israel Holmes, and I love his music, man. It just takes me to a zone. You know what I'm saying? When I'm praising God for His stuff. So I want hip hop to be that same thing. So that was kind of the aim of this song, to almost be a hip hop praise type song.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So that was the aim behind it.
So he's trying to get that praise. And you know what? We got to always keep that praise unique. It's the Yacht of That King radio show, man. And we're going to go into this song by the homie J-May called Praise God. Let's keep the praise, y'all. Let's get it.
So amazed at His faithful ways, following His word, trying to be great, so I serve. When my praise is lifted up
higher,
elevator. He is our reward. Let's praise Him on one accord. Now that Jesus Christ is Lord, all aboard, down the shore. As we take off, old man, time to get lost. New creatures, stand up, get loose, take the yokes off.
For
success to catch and me. There's no time to dwell and think about the past. And if you're stuck on how it used to be, and all the fun you've had, or those times wasted that cannot be returned, all those times you tried but failed to win, are all life lessons learned.
It's time for change. Escape as if I fly. Can you save me? I've fallen from the truth. I've lost my balance in this world somehow. My eyes once stayed on you. Excuses have become my crutch. This weight I carry is way too much. Today I start my journey being led by you, being led by you. It's time for change.
This is your boy Don Christian. This song right here was from the homie Justin Tate, aka 88. The song is called Time for Change. And it is time for change. Miss Carr, are you ready for that change that he talking about?
Yeah.
Okay, okay. Yeah, that's what's up. You better be.
I'm having a hard time breathing right now.
Oh, you all right? You all right? Okay,
I need
that's
to blow
what's
my
up.
Nose, but I'm not trying to do it in the mic.
It's all good. You know what I'm saying? Take care of what you got to take care of. We taking care of our business with the homie J-May. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to talk about a topic that we think is very important, man. And it's actually the thing that we talked about at the latest concert, which was Linked Up. And that's the topic of today, man. First of all, being linked up, who should we be linked up with in the body of Christ?
Yes,
bro.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Me? Okay, yeah. I think we should be linked up with a local church.
Yeah.
Number one, you gotta have a local body, man. You know, where you attending church services regularly. I mean, you can't attend online and you know, just listen to the radio. You have to go somewhere and physically sit in the seats. Talk with people, hear a pastor speaking to you every day, because that's where we're going to learn and grow. So that's the number one spot, you know what I'm saying, that we learn how to walk this thing out with is being in the local body of Christ, in the church.
Yeah, so the importance of the church is important and linked up. Do you think that's the only people that we need to be linked up with? Do you think it's just church and that's it? As long as we go to church, we'll be good. What do you think?
I think that's where it starts. It definitely starts with your local church, but and I think as you grow, I mean, you can link up with other ministries. Maybe you know some guys, you know, that their main focus is just homeless ministry, or their main focus is either, you know, the women's shelter or men's shelters or something like that. I think that comes later on in it, but I think the main thing is being linked up in the local body of Christ.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Because you have to learn how to be a Christian. Because Jesus, you know, the Bible said once you're saved, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, let me take that back. When you get saved, your status changed from death to life. You know what I'm saying? Once we say that prayer of salvation, but we may not know how to walk this thing out. You know what I'm saying? And how to live it the way that we should. That's where we go to church and we learn the principles and we learn how to grow in Christ and different techniques that people use. We share testimonies and we fellowship and we build our strength on each other, you know what I'm saying, through a local body of Christ.
Nah, that's
so,
what's up, man.
Yeah, that's why I think that's the main place, man.
So it starts in
everything
the church.
Else should be secondary.
Right. So with being linked up in the church, what does that really mean? You go to church, you know what I'm saying? What does it mean, though, being linked up with the church? Because there's a lot of people that go to church, but they still ain't linked up. They ain't get it off linked.
Yeah. Right. I think being linked up is being involved in the church.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times, like, when some churches have, like, small group fellowships, you know what I'm saying, that get together, you know, throughout the week. You know what I'm saying? And not just on a Sunday. But I think just being involved, either in a small group within that church or on a side ministry of that church, you know what I'm saying? Doing something active, you know what I'm saying? But you know, it takes a while to get to that point. You know what I'm saying? You may go to a church 6 months to a year before you actually start getting involved. But you have to, I guess, be a participant in it, you know what I'm saying, when you go in the church. Some people, you know, you may not be involved in a certain ministry, but you may just, you know, get with people after church. You may clean up or I don't know, you know what I'm saying, but doing something where you're talking to people, you're not just hearing a sermon and getting out there, where you actually fellowship with other believers and stuff like that, man, so that you can grow in Christ.
Right. No, that's good, man. So it's not just going to church, but it's really getting involved. You know what I'm saying? And I'm gonna ask a question that, man, you might have a super long list. And hey, if you got a long list, share that long list. But what keeps people from getting linked up with the body of Christ?
Can I keep it real? I would say their perception of things. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you see the churches something negative. A lot of times then the church is shown in the media as being something, you know, bad, or, you know, people just playing God or just playing a role. So I think number one is perception of how they see the church. You know what I'm saying? How if they were raised in the church where they had that negative perception, that's gonna keep them from getting linked up later on. That being fear, you know what I'm saying? Fear of either of that change of, you know, doing something new. You know what I'm saying? Because once you get saved and you start walking with God, that's a new life for you. You know what I'm saying? That's a totally new thing that you got going on now. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think that definitely keeps people away from it.
Right.
I think those probably are the two biggest things. Or anyway, let's say another one. Seeing other people not do it. Mm. If you don't, you know what I'm saying? If you don't have an example for you, or you don't know anybody, that could possibly stop you as well.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, a lot of times when we go to church, you know, we can relate to other people, or somebody there kind of, you know, tugging us along. You know, may not be in a physical sense, but just that them talking about it, you know what I'm saying, that kind of help encourage each other.
Yeah.
That's good.
So, yeah. Those, I guess, will be my top three, man.
Okay.
So they'll probably keep people away.
Man, dope, man. So he shared his top three, you know what I'm saying? And I think that's important that we understand that getting linked up is important for us in order for us to grow. I see some people in the live stream. Frog actually said, just like the log that rolls off the fire, by not being linked up, what happens is the log doesn't keep the fire. It starts to grow cold.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I think that's good.
Yeah. That's a good analogy.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And what happens is, as we see people not being linked up, we see cash grow cold. We see people grow distant.
Right.
And J-Man, man, I'm going to actually get you to be real personal. You know what I'm saying? Has there been a time in your life where you was like, man, I'm not linking up with these people, or I don't want to be linked up with all these people right now? Has that ever happened to you?
Where I said I didn't want to be?
Yeah.
Or I never had a time where I didn't want to be linked up with the body of Christ.
Okay.
Because, you know, in my walk with God. Now, there have been times where I didn't link up. You know what I'm saying? I noticed that was a fault of mine.
Yeah.
But since becoming saved, man, I can truly say, man, that has always been my desire to stay in the church. That was like a must. You know what I'm saying? Whenever we move to a new area, we have to get linked up with the church.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That was extremely important. But I can say it took me a while. Like on the, and coming here, it took me a minute, I guess, to get involved with the church that I'm with now, in Michigan.
Yeah.
I would say it probably took me a little longer than what it should have took to start, you know, getting involved like I should have been.
Right.
So I would say, and that what held me back then was I know, getting busy, man, just doing things and not prioritizing my life like it should have been. You know what I'm saying? Church should have been on that number one priority, but I was doing other things, working more, being, you know, going to school, you know, trying to take some classes at the time, and I noticed that I'm not plugged into the body like I should be.
Yeah.
So, you know, I made the right adjustments and I got plugged in. So, you know, started working with the youth ministry and it's been on ever since.
So let me ask you this. Do you think LinkedIn means that if you're a seasoned Christian that you have to be a pastor, or is there more to more people than just the pastor be linked in? What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think LinkedIn really, like you said, when you season and you've been in the church for a while and you've been walking this thing out, it's important to just share your gift and your time with others. I mean, because like we were just talking about, man, we encourage people, you know what I'm saying, when we're around together, we can grow together, we can just motivate each other. So it's definitely not just the pastor, though. I mean, the pastor, you know, he give us that word, like that, to fill up our tanks,
every Wednesdays and Sunday, but it's up to us as the body to help each other grow and push each other. You know what I'm saying? In this walk, man, that we're on. Because, I mean, like, we never know how we could just, you know, walk up to one of our brothers and sisters. They may be, you know, may not have a good day. You know, we either pray for them or we just give them an encouraging word or whatnot. And it could go far. So it takes more than just the pastor. You know what I'm saying? Because the pastor, he don't have time to talk to every member.
Yeah.
So it takes us on the floor, the ones that's on the ground, out there, you know, talking to each other and lifting each other up, man.
No, that's good. That's a good word, man. He going in, man.
Yes, that.
Yeah, he's going in, man. Hey, and on the flip side, I'm going to ask you this. Real quick, I want you to share, how do you know when you're linked up with the wrong people?
Can I keep it real?
With the wrong people. I would say if it affects you spiritually, if you I mean, we got the Holy Spirit, man. He can guide us. If we're maybe into things that we know we shouldn't be, gossiping more, or doing things that we know we haven't been doing, not praying, not spending time in the Word, doing things that we know that's not of God, I would say those can be, you know, some pretty clear signs that we linked up in the wrong direction, you know, with the wrong people.
Right.
You
know what I'm saying?
No, that's what's up, man.
I mean, it's important, man. We got to look for those signs, man. It's got to chew us in. You know what I'm saying? He will definitely let us know if we're walking on that wrong path, man.
Right.
Dope, man.
You know? So yeah.
J-May going in, like I said, man. He alluded to something earlier. He said, we got to push. Not only is that his, you know, acronym for praying that something happens, but it's also one of his lead singles that he's about to put out. Tell the people a little bit about this song that they're going to hear on Yada Dot King Radio.
Okay, yeah, it's called Pray Until Something Happens. It was on my EP. I got that production from my boy Doc Watson. He produces, you know, from Reflection Music Group. Me and Doc got a little history too, man. I can maybe get into that later on. But yeah, we actually knew each other before we got saved 2 years back. It features D-Mob and my homeboy Snap on it, and the song is basically just a call to believers to keep praying until something happens, because prayer works, man. I know that, you know, that's the acronym. Everybody knows the acronym that's in the Christian circle. So just pray always. You know what I'm saying? We can never have not enough prayer.
No, that's what's up.
That's it, man. That's the song. That's the gist of it.
So look, we gonna check that song out. Where? On Yada Radio. Let's get it. Yes,
sir. Come on. Jesus said to watch and pray, trust in him, serve and obey, display his love in all aspects of your life, all for his glory, regardless of situations. God is waiting so patiently. Sometimes in our frustration, we miss the opportunities, but truthfully, though we are spirit filled so inclusively, our move should be inside of his will, like inner two tires, actively running, not passively shunning. We gotta be gunning with our prayers, putting our faith in the Son. Man, what's the plan for your life since we got saved? Connect with the Father by prayer, that is the gateway. Faith is the runway. Let your spirit take off. As anything in Jesus' name, he said nothing is too hard. But we must get past the flesh, cause it's weak and hazardous. Falling and seeing, bringing us down like sinking battleships. But keep a firm grip, though you fall, slip, or trip. You're the righteousness of God, so get rid of all discouragement.
Can't get discouraged.
Push, bring into something happen.
Life is demanding, but what's nice is Christ. Help us to
into something hotter.
Yeah, Aesop, LOD music, baby. Spitting this street gospel like only I could do it. We back. I infiltrate the game, stepping through like a T-Rex. Cross you with the word, put you on the bench. Who's next? Phenomenal, miraculous for the cheese in the club. I serve God with a swagger, so the streets show me love. I'm the El Presidente, you can call me the coach. I pass the titty streets, and these thugs blowing weed smoke. I don't play when I spit, cause God got me on a mission. Now you needin' help, so you need an intervention. They done let this dog out. I'm loose without a muzzle, like a pit train to fight. I'm ready for the rumble, keep it gutter for the street. That's the LOD motto. The movement has began, now it's up to you to follow. The game is cutthroat, whether you spit for God or not. Whether you moving bricks from state to state or standing on the block. It's God who called the shots, and he sent me on this hit. I'm back for the first time, hope you remember this.
You've been waiting patiently, waiting for sob to drop. Now this is what you've been waiting for. You've been waiting patiently, waiting for sob to drop. Now this is what you've been waiting for.
And that's why people like me. You can't cook and cut me, so don't you try to bite me. But they still be hating on me, even in the church. Cause Aesop ain't perfect and out of disrepair dirt. But I still roll with hitters, we just hit a different way. I pray for God to give me strength to rep me my debate. Where the youngsters getting hyphy, popping pills and fizzing. This is how it goes down and this is how they live it. But I'm representing Jesus, still giving you a shot. I'm throwing you a lifeline when the album drops. You can brag about your jewels, your money and your whips. But does that really matter if you laying in the ditch? I got dudes that's hungry, AQ is on the track. To supply the heat I need to put me back up on the map. The game need me like a fiend need crack. So I serve you with a dose and I have you coming back.
You've been waiting patiently, waiting for sob to drop. Now this is what you've been waiting for. Been waiting patiently, waiting for sob to drop. Now this is what you've been waiting for.
I've been absent for a minute, little older, but I'm wiser. I can fall into a trap, but I escape like MacGyver. Some people play theyself when they turn their back on sight. God picked me up, still screaming, Jesus rocks. Jesus Christ the Messiah, healed the sick and raised the dead. So don't give up, keep your head up to my homies in the feds. I'm not a bubblegum rapper, it's reality with truth. My game faces on when I step into the booth. I got to feed my kids, I'm investing buying stocks. Time to give your life to Christ, stop living for the block. I'm giving you the business, put the smack down like rock. You in a bad predicament like in the movie Saw. I go hard in the paint like Omari Stoudemire. For God I'm in the zone, I can't miss, I'm on fire. I'm running through the middle with a style that is sick. You can brag about your money, but you still shoot bricks.
You've been waiting patiently, waiting for sob to drop. Now this is what you've been waiting for. Been waiting patiently, waiting for sob to drop. Now this is what you've been waiting for.
You know, since Yada King Radio is from the West Coast, we had to go back. You know what I'm saying? We had the homie Aesop. What You Been Waiting For was the name of the Trizak. And we back with J-May. You know what I'm saying? All day, every day. You know how we do it. And J-May, you know what I'm saying? We want to ask, how in the world, if somebody's on, you know what I'm saying, the internet, they trying to find out how they can find you, how can they find you on Facebook, Twitter, your website? Let them know how they can do that, bro. All
right, cool, man. All you got to do is go to my website. It's www.jmayonline.com or jmayonline.net, one or the other. You can go to either one of those sites. On there, there's a link to my Facebook, to my Twitter, MySpace. If you're still on there, and YouTube, if you're on Facebook and you want to look me up, just go to facebook.com/jmayonline. Same thing as with Twitter, it's /jmayonline, and you can find me. I'm there. Please hit me up. Also, you can get that free download. I want to tell that one more time. You just go to jmayonline.com, and on the right hand side, it's a redeem download code, and you just type in Yada the King.
That's right.
And you'll get the free EP.
Do they type that in as one word, or you know what I'm saying, the separate words?
Oh, just one word. All one word.
Okay, that's what's up. Yada the King, all one word to get the CD. If you spell it wrong, you probably won't get it. So get your spelling game up. You know what I'm saying? And,
yeah, spell it the right way.
That's right.
Y-A-D-A-H-D-A.
I'm going to be real. I know I'm on a live stream, you know what I'm saying? And not only am I on that, I'm on a podcast. But too many cats be saying the name wrong. They be spelling it wrong. It's Yada, like praise, the King. All right? The King. Yada the King. Get it right. Go to yadatheking.com. If you couldn't find it, it's because you were spelling it wrong. That's all I'm going to say. But check it out. J-May, man. You told us you got an album coming out. Do you have, like, the release date when that's coming out? You know what I'm saying? And tell the people why you called it what you called it. Tell them what it was again.
Okay, the album, I don't have a release date as of yet, but the season should be around the summertime. Should be around the summer. The name of the album is called For His Glory, and it's going to talk about that walk that we get with Christ once we get saved until we reach our final destination, being in heaven, where we say we're going to look like Him. You know what I'm saying? That's the route that we're going to take in the album. I pray that it will encourage people, and it will strive for them. If you're not saved, I pray that they will hear it and want to make that decision and go on this wonderful journey that we all going on, man, being in Christ. So that's the main thing behind it, is, taking that walk and living our lives for Him, you know what I'm saying, through it. Yeah.
That's
so
good.
So it's coming out summer. If they go to the website and just stay in contact with me, get signed up on the email list. I'll definitely keep them posted.
Awesome.
That's good. Man. That's good. Well, with that being said, do you have any last words for the people that's listening in?
I just say I appreciate everybody. You know, the questions, the love that was shown, and I'm definitely glad about it. I'm thankful for you guys for inviting me on here again. And I really, really do, from the bottom of my heart, I appreciate it, man, for real. Yeah, so what y'all did, man, and let me get a chance to, share my testimony and share my my ministry to the world.
Now, that's what's up, man. Hey, so, we appreciate you coming in. The homie Kingdom 7 just texted me, and he was like, man, I just want to say what's up. So I had to make sure I said it, you know what I'm saying? And we appreciate him getting this thing together, man. Kingdom 7, he linked up with so many people. So it's awesome, man. And we pray that you guys be blessed, and you guys, have a great celebration. Amen. With your daughters winning that cheerleading contest. I know they all quiet in the car right now.
Yeah, they are. They hype right now.
hey, tell them to say yeah to that King, man.
Huh?
Have everybody in the car say yeah to that King.
Oh, okay. Hey, y'all say yeah to the King for me. On the count of three, say yeah to the King. Y'all ready? 1, 2, 3.
Yada the King.
That's what's up.
Y'all get that?
Hey, we gonna. I'm gonna put that. I'm gonna use that as a plug, and I'm gonna be like, yeah, this is J-May's cheerleading daughters who won the competition, and you know what they do? They
Yada the King.
We gonna put it in there just like that, man. Smooth. But J-May, you enjoy your weekend, man, as you get it in with the fam, boss.
All right, for sure, man. Appreciate it, brother.
Have a good night.
All right, y'all. Take care.
You too.
Life.
It's Nicole.
All right.
All right.
Appreciate it.
All right,
y'all. Talk to you later.
All right.
Bye.
Be blessed. Bye.
All right, man. We getting it in with the homie J-May. That was fun, man.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, they brought energy. Yes. You know what I'm saying? They were the people in the live stream was bringing the questions too, man.
They were.
You know what I'm saying? And man, that's what's up. Frog actually just asked, can he do a backflip? Unfortunately, we didn't get a chance to ask him.
Right.
But Frog can't do one. So, Frog, why you trying to put cats on blast like that? But anyway, look, this is what we're doing. If you guys got music, man, we want you to send your music in. There's been some music that I got that I've been excited about. There's been some music that I got, and I felt kind of disappointed. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And if I haven't played your music, step your game up just a few more notches. But, pretty much I try to be nice, man. I ain't going to boycott everybody's music, but... send some fresh music and you're gonna get airplay. If your song's not tight, you might get played once. that's kind of how I've been doing it, you know what I'm saying? And just to show you, hey, I will show some support. But if I'm feeling the jam, it's going to get played over and over and over again. Speaking of song that we've been playing over and over again, we just interviewed this cat, and Miss Cole can't stop dancing.
Yo.
You know what I'm saying?
You're funny.
Miss Cole be going hard.
You're the one with the shoulder movement and all that.
What was I doing?
Bouncing your shoulders.
Okay. I mean, you know, I just kept it simple. You
I'm
know
just
what I'm
glad
saying?
You're on beat.
What are you trying to say? What are you trying to say, Miss Cole? What you keep saying these on beat stuff. And speaking of on beat, man, I'm praying that my daughter can get her rhythm, you know what I'm saying, real fast. But she woke up in the middle of the night, and she was talking to me. She was like, "Daddy, when I get older, I want to sing Mighty God." You know what I'm saying? Like Miss Cole.
Kayla.
You know what I'm saying? Kayla. So I was like, "Praise the Lord." I said, "Keep that praise, sister. You ain't singing for nobody else but the
but
Lord."
The Lord. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
That's what we all about. We Yada That King. Hey, get that Yada That King app, man.
Oh.
For all y'all with the Androids, the iPhone, the iPad, the iPod. Simply search Yada That King, you know what I'm saying, radio.
I'm gonna need you guys to get it on BlackBerry.
Yeah, BlackBerry, we waiting on it, man. I'm waiting for somebody to hook me up with that BlackBerry, you know what I'm saying, app, and we can get it in. But this is what we're going to do. We're going to go to this song by Gifted called Get Some. And you know what? We're going to get some right here. Live. Listen, we're going to have a dance session. Go ahead, Miss Cole, leave it.
Hey, yo, Sapring. Man, stop playing, man. Let that thing drop. Look.
If you're looking for me, I'm right here. If you're looking for me, I'm right here. If you're looking for me, I'm right here. If you're looking for me, I'm right here.
Want some, get some, want some, get some, want some, the daddy, you want some, get some, want some, get some, want some, get some, want some, the Satan, you want some, well, you could come, go.
Fire lingo for souls, not paid souls. I don't need the mind, understanding I am local. You're talking about stopping me that I won't stay for. I play my position, do what I do. I'm in a win-win situation, shorty, I can't lose. So you can come around my way, I'm big and make a move. And watch I wop, bop, 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 bam, boom. My attitude is borderline rude. I'm bad news, partner, I'm a terminal disease. You just a hot shoe, not you. Demon, you can't hinder me, I'm too agile. I maneuver like a centipede. I ain't fearing nothing, with me I be cool. And my protection supernatural, what a human gon' do me. So bring it how you wanna, bring it how you feel. I should be an easy target, cause I'm staying right here.
Want some, get some, want some, get some. Want some, the daddy, you want some, get some. Want some, get some, want some, get some. Want some, the Satan, you want some, well, you could.
The truth, let them other fellas be the best. I ain't brand new, I've been here. Okay, I'm like a roach up in the maid house. I should have been dead, but mercy not so. You can't put your hands on them. I know you want me, homie, but behind me, I gotta own me. And just by myself, I can fight 1,000. So I'm like, wowzers, try if you doubt it. I captivate the crowd like a fist fight. Put your eyes on me, I'ma show you what a gold man like. You don't understand, but when I'm finished, you go overstood. I ain't young, serving years, and nothing about that good. Nothing about that hood and suicide. That'll change that you chase, ain't no way it worked your life. I'ma spit that real until the day my eyes close. My adversary, they gon' come up short like a 5-year-old.
Want some, get some, want some, get some. Want some, the daddy, you want some, get some. Want some, get some, want some, get some. Want some, the Satan, you want some, well, you could.
I done ran with the best. I'm a gorilla, you don't hear me. beating my chest. I'm spitting them scriptures, helping them evade eternal death. I'm giving it all I got, I ain't got nothing left. I hear they say I'm too good, I didn't lost they apples. The opinions crumbs on the table, hand me a napkin so I can wipe them off, get back to doing what I was doing. Boy, look, I'm so offensive, like I bathed up in sewage. I ain't came to make friends, I got a word in my mouth. I know your life empty like a living room with no cause, but by the time that I'm through, you gon' be full of furnace inside my bones burning. That's why I spit furnace. Monster for the Lord, ain't nothing around here beautiful. I'm deep up in the mud, dirt, all under my cuticles. From the highways to the byways, we could do a Yahweh. Whoever really want it, send them fools my way.
Want some? Get some. Want some? Get some. Want some? The daddy, you want some? Get some. Want some? Get some. Want some? Get some. Want some? The Satan, you want some? Well, you could come.
For me, I'm right here. If you're looking for me, I'm right here. If you're looking for me, I'm right here.
You know what I'm about, homie. It ain't really worth a thing if he ain't getting glory. You say you riding for the king, go ahead and show me. He coming back, let him know about it. My life loud, even if I never flow about it. The world like, keep quiet, get low about it. But you can nail me to a cross and cut my throat about it. Married to church, and he crazy about it, son. Ain't ashamed of it, shout it, even if you think she ugly. Dirty and bummy, but we redeemed from sin. And the price was his life, yes, he went all in. So what you shame by? Maybe he ain't flying up. Acting all scared, homie, maybe he ain't dying up. Well, to me, what he did on the cross made me find my joy in him and count everything as lost.
They say your light ain't bright enough.
Go ahead and crank it up.
Go ahead and crank it up.
Go ahead and crank it up.
They say your life ain't hype enough.
Go ahead and crank it up.
Go ahead and crank it up.
Go ahead and crank it up.
You should do, bruh. Go ahead and crank it up.
Look, I'm a brain dirty. Life through the blood pusher. Christ turned up. My life's a subwoofer. He is the light, and it ain't right if he ain't beaming through ya. Christ a glass maker. They should see him through ya.
So come get it on. Rep his throne in your city. Make his glory known off the dome like a Philly. Crank his own in the way your face ain't shown like a fitty. Home ain't here really though. So long for you finna go. Home's what you chillin' for. Lift the living bread up. Christ got his heel bruised. Satan got his head bust. Seeing got his head crushed, bombs over Baghdad. Hefty, hefty, six sack, the graves in a trash bag.
So LOL, homie, show him what your faith about. The good news is the mill, and the world is your paper route. You know what the race about, never let him snap the wire. Cause they won't hear your life unless Christ is your amplifier.
They say your light ain't bright enough.
Go ahead and crank it up.
Go ahead and crank it up.
Go ahead and crank it up.
They say your life ain't hype enough.
Go ahead and crank it up.
Go ahead and crank it up.
Go ahead and crank it up.
You should do, bruh. Go ahead and crank it up.
So where your volume sick? I'm trying to raise mine. Frontliner style, fam. They need to hear the baseline. He raced mine. Yeah. I was so sick, had to be broken just to shine. I'm a ghost stick.
The goal to go get those who hopeless. Show them that he rolls. And the goal is focused. So just be bold. You know who your hopes in. No don't fold. You should know why the flow spit. Stay focused. That's our life's battle. Reach the whole world. Know how fast life travels. So let your life speak to hear you beating downtown.
All turned up.
The world hear us.
Surround sound.
So go on and crank it up. Cause something is hard to see. Let your light shine. And watch the darkness flee. The world it bars with me. But his word is charging me. And I'ma stand out like he's calling me.
They say your light ain't bright enough.
Go ahead and crank it up.
Go ahead and crank it up.
Go ahead and crank it up.
They say your life ain't hype enough.
Go ahead and crank it up.
Go, 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 go ahead it. Go, 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 go ahead and crank it up, Jason, featuring Pro. The song is what? Crank Ooh, it up.
Yeah.
And you know what we do? We gonna turn it up, because we always gotta keep our praise unique. It's Yada That King. We back. Me and Miss Cole, we chopping it up on the topic. And you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna shoot it straight to Miss Cole.
All the time.
All the time.
Why
That's
you,
right.
Why don't you?
Do you want me to go first?
You know what? I think I do.
Okay, well, I'll go first. I'm going to get my spill on it. You know what I'm saying? I think that it's very important that we as a body get linked up. Amen?
Amen.
Can
amen.
I get an amen?
Amen.
Because the time
is
growing shorter and shorter.
Yes, yes.
Hell is getting hotter and hotter.
Hotter.
You know what I'm saying? Yes. And Jesus, he is that living water.
Preach, brother. Preach.
And if you're not linked up with the body,
you're going to be thirsty.
You're going to be thirsty. That's right. You're going to be wanting a drink. But real talk, it's very important that we get linked up. And I'm going to talk about something, the reason why it's important that we not only go to church and get linked up, but we also must be linked up with people of like mind in the church.
Right.
We know That's a scripture in the Bible that talks about being unequally yoked, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, that doesn't mean that somebody that's just unsaved and somebody that is saved.
Right.
People got to understand there's a difference between, it's like this. Back in the days when they were getting the field right, there was two oxens and they would tread the field. Now, if one oxen was weaker than the other,
mm-hmm.
the thing would start turning. Whatever they were pulling would start turning because one ox was weaker and you could see it. Now, that ox, he still was an ox, but he was a weaker ox.
Right.
But we got to understand, there's still a lot of people that are saved. And when it comes to being equally yoked, we have to make sure, okay, yeah, this person might have gave his life to God, but he still haven't really got rid of some of his old ways that he's still working on.
Right, right.
Now, we understand that it's a process. Salvation is a process. But we have to be linked up with people of like mind.
Right.
If we're not linked up with people of the same mind, what can happen is people start, their vision start getting off.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if this is how I do it, man. I pray about being linked up with people all the time. Every time that I'm praying, I say, God, help me link up with the right people.
Right.
If I'm not linked up with the right people, let me know what I need to do to get linked up with the right people.
Mm-hmm.
I pray about my friendships, my businesses, anything that I get involved with. Because I think it's important that, number one, we be linked up with God.
Right.
And then after that, we be linked up with people of like mind.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If you're not linked up like that, it causes problems. You see arguments. You see people start tripping and, you know, doing a whole bunch of stuff that's ungodly.
Right.
That's because you're not linked up with somebody that has the same mindset as you.
Right.
And which should be the same mindset in the scriptures. And that's one thing that I would say as far as being linked up that we need to get involved with. And then also just making sure you're linked up with the right people.
Yeah.
As I've been saying, if you're not linked up with the right people, sometimes you got to talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
Say, hey, man, my life is going a whole nother way. You know what I'm saying? And we've seen even people in the Bible that were men of God have to do this. Paul and Silas, they actually had to split up because their visions were different.
Mm-hmm.
Were they both men of God? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But they had to go two different routes because God was sending them both different places. You know what I'm saying? So
right. That's
what's up. That's my take. Miss Cole,
that's good.
What do you got to say about being linked up? There's some stuff that you had to say. I know you got some stuff to say because when we was riding in the car, you said you was going to talk about it.
Did I?
And it starts with love, joy, peace.
Oh, fruits of the Spirit.
That's right.
Well, I wanted to actually go back to what you're talking about, being linked up with the right people and how it starts, and praying for those relationships and how it starts with being linked up with God. I think it's important that you're first linked up with God because he allows you to have that spirit of discernment.
That's right.
To be able to really understand and see the people that you should and should not be linked up with.
Right.
And you know, I think that's important that you touched on, you know, being unequally yoked. Yeah, I mean, you can look at that and you can say unbelievers and non-believers and believers, but it also is within the body of Christ as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm taking that with me. And you definitely want to be linked up with God. And you definitely want to pray for the relationships that you're in. Mm. And you definitely don't want to be that oxen that's tilting to the left a little bit.
Yeah, you don't want to be to the left.
You want to be.
You don't want to be that singer singing that song. You know what I'm saying? You want to get it right to the right.
Right.
You know, and no pun intended. But real talk, we want to make sure that is really what we strive for. And Ms. Cole, we was talking about some of the things that will help us be linked up and keep us from hindering getting linked up, and that was the fruits of the spirit.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying? And you were saying I had to work on my patience. Those. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? I'm gonna be honest. I do. Working on patience.
Oh, okay. No, well, you said that to me at the show. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Okay, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and love.
That's
and
right.
And love and kindness. It was a little, you know.
Right, I was working on that.
But, you know, I pray for all my brothers and sisters.
Praise God. Hey, but real talk, we got to have that love, that joy, that peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
Self-control
all into our lives in order to be linked up, right?
Right.
And you said self-control is important.
Definitely important.
I mean, man, you know, we had to control ourselves yesterday. You know what I'm saying? Control our emotions.
Yes.
Be like, God, you're going to fight our battles, man. And that's really what it's all about. Hey, if you want to get linked up with men and women of God and you don't know how to go about doing it, feel free to give us a call. 425-243-4285 or email us at yada.king@gmail.com. We are not just about talking it, we're about walking it. And that's really what it is all about when you with your family.
Right.
Yada That King Radio, you know what I'm saying? So hey, we had a good time. I'm your boy, Don Christian.
And your girl, Miss Cole.
And you know what we do? We yada.
The King Radio.
That's right. Let's get out of here. Oh, yada the king.
Always gotta keep my praise unique, cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.